With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A U.S. submarine has struck an Iranian warship off the coast of Sri Lanka. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Sri Lanka's foreign minister says its navy received information that the IRS Dena, with 180 people on board, was in distress and sinking. The island nation sent ships and Air Force planes on a rescue mission. A navy official adds, by the time the ships reached the location, there was no sign of the ship, and there were only some oil patches and life rafts. Adding, we found people floating on the water. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, at a Pentagon news briefing, says that the U.S. thinks that the sunken vessel was the Islamic Republic's prize ship.
Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. The first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says the U.S. is decimating Iran's war capabilities.
Missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Their launchers are being wiped out. They're attacking their neighbors. They're attacking their, in some cases, allies, or not so long ago, allies. And, you know, it's really a nation that was out of control, and they would have used it on us if we let them, if we waited any longer.
The tempo of the strikes on Iran was so intense that state television announced the mourning ceremony for Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei would be postponed. Four of the six U.S. soldiers killed in the Iran war have been identified by the Pentagon as members of the Army Reserve. They're from different states and worked in logistics and kept troops supplied with food and equipment. They died Sunday when a drone hit a command center in Port Shuaiba, Kuwait. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points. The Nasdaq rose 290, with the S&P 500 advancing by 52. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds that 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. This is SRN News. The Winter Paralympics come to Milan Cortina to celebrate their 50th anniversary this week. Bob Agnew reports.
China will be looking to extend its dominance as a Paralympic powerhouse. Ukraine and some other countries boycotted the opening ceremony over the return of the Russian flag and anthem. The games will officially kick off on Friday amid the tensions of the war in the Middle East, which prompted travel headaches for many athletes. Wheelchair curling kickstarted the six-sport competition on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
Lou Holtz, the College Football Hall of Fame coach who led Notre Dame to a national championship and won 249 games over 33 seasons at six schools, has died. He was 89. Notre Dame announced on Wednesday that Holtz died in Orlando, Florida, surrounded by his family. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.